Another day, another Ubisoft blunder. If they aren't deleting accounts if you don't log in within 6 months, then walking it back after people take notice. Hey there, we just wanted to chime in that you can avoid account closure by logging into your account within 30 days since receiving the pictured email. Selected and cancel account, blah, 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 blah. But we're not talking about that today. Or that time when they were releasing a quadruple A game, Skull and Bones, that nobody wanted. Then they had to reduce the price by $25 after launching the game and praying someone will take a nibble. While the long-anticipated Assassin's Creed set in Japan is finally happening, people have wanted this since Assassin's Creed 1. That's 17 years late. About 2 weeks ago, I heard rumors that the protagonist samurai was going to be a black guy. I thought to myself, no way. Famous last words. This is just people being hyperbolic about the woke movement and sweet baby. I know things are iffy right now, but Ubisoft isn't this stupid. This move would piss off the Japanese in the wake of Johnny Somali. So I paid it no mind. It just seemed too far-fetched and too stupid and people fear-mongering. But I'll be flipping damn. They actually did it. I was under the assumption that the samurai was a made-up character, kind of like Colin from Assassin's Creed 3. But Ubisoft went with Yasuke, I believe his name is. If you've been on Twitter since AI started taking off in the last year or so, then you've seen one of the many race bait posts about Yasuke. These Twitter accounts tried to pass off the AI art as historical fact. These scholars forgot to check that photography didn't exist until the 1800s, which was 200 to 250 years after Yasuke died. You can find tons of AR art made about this guy in the last 7 months.
The Black Samurai in Japan. Mainstream media will never show you your comments on this.
My God, this guy acted like he discovered fire. The funniest black AI Japanese art are the ones where they're like, black people were the original Japanese, and they chased us out of the country. And I'm just sitting here like, God have mercy.
No, I'm not looking up that stupid tweet, Stu. You can find it.
It's been stated many times that Yasuke was a retainer for Nobunaga. Here is a wiki before the great rewriting. Yes, people are now rewriting wiki because of Assassin's Creed game coming out. Welcome to Clown World.
A black man was taken on as the vassal by Nobunaga-sama and received a stipend. His name was decided to be Yasuke. He was also given a short sword and a house. He was sometimes made to carry Nobunaga's tools.
This has probably been altered again. Who the hell knows? I don't care enough.
Like, even the fact it's pretty impossible for there to be a photograph and the fact it's AI. I like how the vibe of this post is the mainstream media will never show you. But they don't even name him. The only known black samurai was Yasuke. And he might not have even been a samurai. Wild. Well, documents is that he was a retainer and allowed to carry arms, so for the purposes of status within Nobunaga's house, it is somewhat equivalent, but as a rank, it is indeed doubtful he would have been considered part of the warrior class.
The trailer makes little to no sense. Obviously, during Nobunaga's reign, he killed a lot of people for small slights, even for being Buddhist. Like, that was one of his things. Killing Buddhists was a hobby, if I recall correctly. Anyway, the trailer starts with the female protagonist noticing her village is being massacred. She then gets knocked down a hill. Oddly enough, they didn't finish her off, but whatever. She was probably a Buddhist. And she sees the black samurai involved in all the death and mayhem of her village, right? And for some reason, she wants to work with him. This makes no sense. But the next questions. Just consume product. The black samurai also has dreads. I'm so sick of black characters in every game having dreads. How did he get that going in feudal Japan, dude? I highly doubt Nobunaga sent people out to get this dude imported tools and products to create small, clean dreads like he has. I'm not even Japanese, and I find this offensive. But if you listen to the corpo-sucking game journals like IGN, Japan loves it. Let's skip all the hustle, bustle, and BS and just get to the pop culture part.
Talking to IGN, yada, yada, yada. Professor of Japanese Literature and Culture, work of IGN, Assassin's Creed, yada, yada, yada. Yasuke has been featured in many creative writings and media. If you go to Wikipedia for Yasuke's page, there's a long list of novels, TV shows, dramas that have been inspired by him. He, as a historical character or somebody who was inspired by him. I think people in Japan really, really embrace him as a character. And we really like to see him representing the samurai spirit.
Now, if you hit the official launch page for Ubisoft Japan, you'll find the Japanese are not feeling this. Let's read some comments here.
A game where black people massacre Japanese people in Sengoku, period, is a perfect example of Yubi. Is this what happens when political correctness is taken to the extreme?
Yes. For some reason, Assassin's Creed set in Japan with Japanese people being the focus wasn't diverse enough.
The sword is in the wrong position. It's no good to have it open at your side. I want Yasuki to appear as an ally. Are they mocking Japan? They should have made someone like Saizo Kiriga an assassin. It's a bit disappointing. I wanted to play as a Japanese ninja. It's my favorite game series. I started with Syndicate and have played everything, so this is sad. I don't think there is any Japanese people supervising the architecture. It's Chinese and filled with lanterns, torii gates, and paper lanterns. So it doesn't feel like this. I think the Shogun stands out after the good example in the drama.
Up until now, the main characters have been the original local races and ethnic groups, but why do they become different races when it comes to Japan? Yasuke, who is supposed to be a sword holder, enters the battlefield without permission, so Nobunaga-sama ends up holding a sword himself, which is ridiculous. This probably won't sell well in Japan. You should change your concept now. This is wrong. In both Assassin's Creed and Japanese history, everyone has simple questions. Why do they use black people in Japanese culture? As a Japanese person, I like to express my opinion. I used a translator site, so sorry if my English is not correct. First of all, Nobunaga was a man who loved new and unusual things. Japan is a mono-ethnic country at the time, and Yasuke's appearance looked unusual to him. Therefore, Nobunaga wanted to keep him close. But it was not convenient to have a commoner near a person of high status. So he gave Yasuke status of a samurai. However, Yasuke was only given the status and a small salary, not a fiefdom or anything else that would raise his status as a samurai. I will not be buying this title. I am disappointed in Ubisoft. I am filled with sadness.
Needless to say, the game is dead on arrival in Japan. Good work, Ubisoft. You made an entire culture take a hard pass on a game franchise that is a shadow of its former self when it comes to its popularity and gameplay mechanics and trying to sell us a bunch of garbage. After the shit obliterated the fan and the chunks flew off into the face of a small boy named Timmy who had lupus, it came to no one's surprise that the lead writer for the new Assassin's Creed was a chubby, liberal white woman with pronouns in her bio. Oh, this girl's so tiresome. Why not hire a Japanese person to lead such a project? I don't know. I guess diversity only really matters when a white man is in a decision-making position. Grums and Manga Lawyer shared a tweet from a former writer on the project that was originally the first initial ideas for Assassin's Creed in Japan.
Ubisoft changed Assassin's Creed Shadow, throwing away the original story idea, and insisted on running with Yasuke, the obscure black retainer of Nobunaga, as a front and center. A Ubisoft writer who worked with the game company alleges that the original story was completely different, and he thanks Manga Lawyer for giving a link to this. This gels with the employees at Ubisoft that tell me that Ubisoft's complete lockdown with DEI and is the most oppressive studio to work at, as DEI is everywhere.
Basically, the narrative was originally hashed out at around 2013 to 2014. It literally took them 10 years to get to this, which means they probably plan out in advance and still screw things up. From what I remember, it was about the Sword of Eden, aka Excalibur. Interesting premise. The sword itself gives Nobunaga an overwhelming advantage in all the wars of Japan because he was probably the first Japanese warlord to almost unify Japan, but we're not doing a history lesson right now. Daddy's tired and he's been drinking. It takes place before and after Nobunaga's assassination. The lead character Taka becomes a shinobi. Taka stands for hawk or something in Japanese, I think. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not even going to read this to you because it's a mile long. But the point is, the idea they originally had looked way better. And the original suit was really kick-ass. Like, how do you give up this ninja look and give me a black samurai dressed in gold? Needless to say, I'm not buying it. I mean, let's face it. We all know the last good Assassin's Creed was Black Flag. They kind of had a little bump with Origin, and then we went back down the hill. But according to Grums, the story doesn't stray that far away from the concept they originally had. They just sort of threw a black eye in there for the sake of it. And I hear Sweet Baby Inc. is in the mix, so if they are, that makes a lot of sense. Thankfully, Ubisoft has decided to keep the multiple expensive tier system for the game because they know people are clamoring for Assassin's Creed Shadows, so much so that they're willing to pay north of $100 for this fantastic experience. The original standard edition with the pre-order bonus is only $69, not being cheap. The gold edition with the base game, pre-order bonus, and a season pass plus 3-day early access, $109. An absolute steal. Yum, 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 yum. What's next? The ultimate edition, base game, pre-order bonus, season pass, 3-day early access, and the ultimate pack, huh? How about I wait till the game is like $10 on a Steam sale and get all of this?
Care, this is garbage. I'm so sick of like video games literally being cable television predatory.
So, season pass, you can eat my ass.
Eat it! Give me your mailing address. I want to mail you a spoon so you can eat
Assassin's Creed Shadows.
Oh, by the way, Ubisoft may come up with a new way to monetize Assassin's Creed Shadows. This is from thegamer.com. Assassin's Creed Shadows will reportedly have mini battle passes. Oh, my God. Mini battle passes reminds me of when Bethesda was trying to sell us on paid mods. You know, something you could get for free, but they want you to pay for. These are mini DLCs. And it's just like, you soulless wretch. Why don't you just fart in my sandwich and stick it in my mouth? Wario64, famous Twitter user for basically letting know when games drop, when there's deals, when there's sales, where you can find a PlayStation 5 during the pandemic. He was letting everyone know that according to PSN, Assassin's Creed Shadows is an online play required game. Meaning that when you buy the game, in order to play the game, you always have to be online. Well, anyway, after Wario made people aware of PSN saying you had to always be online, Ubisoft said that it wasn't true, which makes me question if Ubisoft is telling the truth themselves. They probably tried to slip this by people and got caught, because Wario is milquetoast as they come. He's not a political guy. He doesn't talk about DEI. He doesn't talk about woke, nothing. He just goes, there's a deal going on, check it out. So I highly doubt that he would post anything that wasn't already listed from a factual source like PSN. Hey everyone, we wanted to share some early information on the upcoming launch of Assassin's Creed Shadows. Following some questions, blah, 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 Assassin's Creed Shadows will not require mandatory connection at all times. Oh, at all times. So that could be like, you know, corporate speak, like it doesn't require connection all the time. It just checks in phones home like every 30 minutes to an hour, which some EA games do. Get out of here with this. You think we're retarded? I can't, dude. I'm too tired. Over under, like, how bad do you think Assassin's Creed Shadow is going to do? Feel free to write it in the comments, because I have a feeling this game's going to tank, and I don't even know what Ubisoft's going to do, but it should be an interesting little chuckle for the rest of us that just don't care anymore.